To be with you, you're in the right place. It's all about the truth. If you're all about the truth, this is the right place. If you're for kneeling or police officers kneeling to mask thugs, self-righteous thugs who are breaking windows of store owners, this is not the place. You can go to Massachusetts for that, because that's apparently what police chiefs do in Massachusetts. Not here. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. And thank you for spending your time with us. I think it'll be worth it. The first hour, we'll do news and any of your comments. We'd love to hear from you. Obviously, this is interesting times, to say the least, but it's, you know, trying to make sense of this and have opinions. Your opinions and your point of views are always fantastic, and they make people think of other things. So we don't want to be in a vacuum here. We want your perspective. Give us a call, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Uncle Kevin is riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it is. The let's get to the news stories that you had. Go. What's the first story that you had? Let's start there.
Well, the first one is it's great that we found out the cure for COVID-19, you know? It's rioting, looting, and mayhem.
Yeah, it's amazing how if you riot, that's safe.
Yeah, you don't have to worry. COVID-19 is gone. So it's gone. Let's see. Minneapolis. It tells you something. It's okay to riot, but man, if you go out when there's no rioting on, you don't have a mask, you're going to get arrested.
I was laughing. We're here, you know, with family at the, you know, different things, whatever, having a family get together, and there's stores and stuff, and still, some of these stores are like they'll only let 8 people in the store.
Yeah.
So you go in the store, and basically, you literally could put all the people in the store, strategically place them, and there's probably 25 feet between all of them.
I mean,
literally,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Literally. And but at the same time, those same corporations are donating money to Black Lives Matter so they can riot. I mean, it's just so, you know,
ridiculous.
Of course, I said something to the people, but you know what is that going to do to?
Yeah, they just work there, you know.
Johnny just wants to know if you want to buy a shirt or something. You know,
exactly. They make
what's going
do
on
it.
In Minnesota with this? With this, the mayor and the city council. Let's discuss
right.
this.
Yeah. Let's see. The mayor exiled by BLM protesters after saying he wouldn't defund the police. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey was ejected from a Black Lives Matter event after he admitted that he does not support defunding the police. So he had to, he just wants to restructure it. You know, he said, I'll restructure it. We'll get it better. We'll get whatever it is.
What does that mean? What does restructure
mean? They didn't say restructure. Yeah, I mean, they didn't say what restructure mean. He said, I want to restructure it, make it better and all that stuff. Well, they made him walk the, walk of shame and booed him off the stage.
What does, what do you think about all this defund, restructure? I'm
for taking some power away from the police. Absolutely, they got too
so
much.
What does that look like? So
go back to the Constitution, at least halfway. You know, they ain't going to go full way, but at least it'll be a start.
Well, that's the interesting thing about this. This could go a couple ways.
You know, it absolutely could go a couple ways. You get a couple good sheriffs in there. Couple of the people clamoring for it, you know, this might work out good, or it might work out crazy. Because if they get rid of the police, it, you know, that's just meddling.
Well, it's another step, you know. And I hate to start this talk, but it's about time Dan Leslin is going to be on sometime this week. He's in the middle of a hurricane season, so we'll ask him about this. But I mean, it's about time we start talking about America breaking up. The possibility of these things in division.
Oh, yeah, the cities are gone.
Regional.
Cities are gone. Yeah.
Well, you know, you can see a town, you know, someplace like Minnesota, where you got high Muslim population. They're very militant anyway. They're very extremely liberally cities, Minnesota. That's where all the population is. And then you can see towns, places pretty close to Iowa or something like that, where it'd be totally, you can see where It's black or white, or I don't know, black or white. It's like A or B. It's one side or the other.
Yeah, anymore. It's defining itself very quickly.
The opportunity here is there's a sentiment, there's a legitimate discussion, let's defend the police. Okay, that's some people think that's illegitimate. I don't think that's illegitimate.
No, I don't think so either.
I'm not necessarily agreeing with how they're going about it. They don't really have a plan, it seems like. It's just, well, let's just defund the police. Okay, what does that mean? What's the back end?
That means riot. That means rioting. That means looting. That's what defunding the police is. That's a go. It's not.
Well, we've talked about this almost ad nauseum, and you know, it becomes more. Now you know why a year and a half, 2 years ago, we kept talking about the Bill of Rights. We kept talking about all these things. We kept talking about conviction. We kept talking about ideological war and that the one side is gaining conviction. Do you see this now, ladies and gentlemen? Conviction is going to win. And we're in a position where you better have conviction about something substantial, something, you know, that's going to last and something foundational, because the other side is gaining conviction about, well, basically chaos. Let's just burn the whole system down.
Exactly.
And so
you're gonna hurt a lot of people doing it that way.
If we defund the police, let's say we get rid of the police. Okay. All right. Let's go along with that. Let's get rid of them. I am all for that, because if you know the history of the police, you'll know it's not like this is some Thomas Jefferson, George Washington institution. It's not. I'm okay with that. I am. If you're talking about now, you gotta hire more sheriff's deputies. Sheriff's deputies replace.
And all the people in the town have to be armed so they can protect themselves.
Right. That
and they, I don't think they have guns up in Minneapolis. I think they're
somebody
banned.
Does.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah, absolutely. Somebody does.
Somebody's got some guns.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, let's go on to the next
Michigan
story. I'm sure we'll talk about this a lot. What's the next story?
Michigan police chief forced to resign for defending the Second Amendment. He saw something on Facebook, and there was four people who wanted to march in a parade and holding their guns, and he wrote a tweet on Facebook. He tweeted on Facebook that he liked it and he supported them. Well, just because he supported them, he got fired from his job. They told him
Do you know what city in Michigan, or it just says Michigan?
Lowell police chief. So I guess it's Lowell, Michigan.
Okay, you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we've been talking about with Sheriff Mack. This is very important that you understand this. The police chief comes out, takes a stand for the Second Amendment, and he's fired by the city administration.
Politicians.
City
municipality,
by politicians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who does that police chief work for? Who does he work for?
He doesn't work for us.
Bingo. Now, if that was a sheriff, and a sheriff said that, like the one in Lakeland, Florida, Tommy brought up that about Lakeland, I think it's Lakeland. Mm-hmm. Or the town next to Lake, I can't remember, but somewhere around Lakeland, Florida. He says, I'm instructing everybody to be armed and to shoot looters.
Yeah.
Notice he didn't get fired.
He didn't get fired. You can't fire him.
Because you can't fire him.
You can't fire him.
Because he is accountable to who?
Us.
Kevin.
The people. We elected him. The only way he's got to go is through an election. I don't know if they have a recall. They might have some.
No, they can do, if he commits a crime.
Yeah, okay.
If he commits a crime, they can get rid of him. But
get rid of him?
Supporting the Second Amendment is not a crime. I mean,
it is not a crime. He's a hero for doing that.
Right. So you see the dynamic here, how important this is. And see, all these things is coming to light now that the pressure is being put on. All the things that we've been discussing about the police, this is the police do not work for you.
Yeah, don't do it.
And this idea, like, well, back the blue. Who is it that's running to Shelley Luther and giving her a ticket and bringing her to the frickin' courts? It's the police.
It's the police.
Under the order of who? Under the order of the politicians.
Yep.
If you study the history of the police, this is nothing new.
Nothing.
This is nothing. Well, they keep us safe. Oh, do they keep us safe? Okay, these towns and these cities and the police are being ordered, or they're just standing down their own because they don't have the force to do anything about it. They're not keeping the people safe.
Nope.
Now notice the towns that are safe, Uncle Kevin. What is happening in the towns that are stopping the looting? Talk about that.
Like Huntington Beach, local beat the crap out of Antifa terrorists. Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorists in a blog have taken over PCH. I guess that's Huntington Beach, Main Street, and
Pacific Coast Highway. PCH is Pacific Coast Highway. Okay. This goes along with the Coeur d'Alene in Spokane, which is, I don't know, within 2 hours. I think it's hour and a half. I mean, we got listeners up there, so they know how close it is. Coeur d'Alene, the people came to the city center armed when they heard what was going on in Spokane. When Antifa started to want to go to Coeur d'Alene, they stopped and turned around. Yeah. We've heard this discussion about, well, they're going to go to the suburbs. Do you know why hasn't the rioters gone to the suburbs, Uncle Kevin?
Please, because they got guns.
Because they will blow their masked heads off.
They are not Tinkerbells and snowflakes.
No man with a gun, unless they're just got something mentally wrong with them. No man, and most women with a gun, are not going to let somebody break into their house and threaten their family.
No.
Without them being...
Without defending.
Defending yourself. Entire Buffalo... Now, another important story. Ladies and gentlemen, these are vital to understand the dynamics as this goes forward and different quote-unquote solutions are being pushed, that you understand the dynamic of the police, what you're dealing with, what is going on. From Zero Heads, the entire Buffalo police unit resigns in solidarity with officers suspended for shoving elderly protester. Okay, remember these pictures of the 75-year-old man being shoved off the city center there, where the boardwalk, whatever it is in that city. Do you mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
he was shoved down. The officer who shoved him down was suspended. Well, the rest of the police department, they got up in arms about this. Here's one of the quotes, and there's some cuss words in it, so I'll kind of try to edit it. After witnessing firsthand how these two officers were treated, meaning the two officers that pushed him, I can tell you they tried to They tried to F over these guys like I've never seen in my 54 years. It is despicable, to say the least, the treatment they have received from this administration, as well as DA John Flynn and his assistant DA Gary Hackbush, reads the email. Evan goes on to say that the police union won't pay for legal costs of officers related to protests, as it could put a, quote, serious dent in the PBA's funds over BS. Then he puts out the word BS. Okay, why is this important? The next quote, coming from the Buffalo Police Benevolent Association's president, John Evans. Here's the quote from the police representative themselves. Our position, quote, is... These officers were simply following orders from Deputy Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia to clear the square.
Correct.
Our position is they are immune. They should not be punished at all because they were following orders of someone higher. You tell me, ladies and gentlemen, who these police work for. Don't lecture me about your uncle who's a good guy and a good cop. I'm sure he is. The institution of police are out of hand. They do not work for you. They institute the wishes of the political political edicts of the time,
mm-hmm.
whichever way the wind blows, and you're seeing this firsthand.
Yep.
Notice this cop there. What was his defense? Well, I was just following orders. What about the Bill of Rights? What about this man? What about this 75-year-old man's rights? You can't be on the square. He can't be on the square. Why can't he be on the square? He's a threat. Well, he might be a threat. Well, is he a threat or might he be a threat? Read your Fourth Amendment. Read the Bill of Rights. See, that's the line. The discussion is going to be reform. Where is the line? The line is the Bill of Rights. You must inject. If you want this to stand, If you want what our ancestors gave us 250 years ago and the blessings of divine providence upon us on our government, if you want this to continue into the future, you must shove the Bill of Rights into every discussion, every opportunity you get. If people, no, it's black and white, it's the Bill of Rights. Well, no, it's the Bill of Rights. Well, what are the cops? It's the Bill of Rights. The cops are supposed to follow the Bill of Rights. They take an oath to it.
That's right. Simple. It ain't hard.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
Moderna's guinea pig. Here's back to a COVID story. Children's Health Defense.
Wait, I thought we cured that.
That's quote unquote. sickest in his life after being injected with experimental vaccine. You know Ian Hayden from many appearances on CNN and other Ed networks celebrating his heroic act of volunteering to test Moderna's experimental COVID vaccine. You know who we're talking about here, Kev?
Yes, I do. They picked him because he was really healthy.
Okay, the sun is now set on his television career. Why? Because he's no longer useful to the farm media narratives that all vaccines are always safe for all people. That's Moderna's business partners, Tony Fauci and Bill Gates.
Yep.
Yes, you heard that right. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates were justified in skipping animal studies and that Moderna's vaccines will soon rescue us from the pandemic. Ian Hayden is now an embarrassment to Fauci, Gates, and their CNN cheerleaders. He will therefore vanish into the censorship twilight. Why? Because he chose to take the vaccine.
Right.
And he had to go to the hospital.
Hospital made him sick as a dog.
And they 20% of the people, 20% of the people experience, quote, serious adverse events. That's like immediate. That's just immediate right in front of them. Immediately adverse events means they needed severe treatment like going to the hospital.
Right.
So about 20% of the people who took this experimental vaccines, no animal studies, no nothing, had to go basically to the hospital. And that's just...
And probably they don't have any recourse either. They probably signed a waiver too.
Of course they don't. They volunteered.
Yeah.
Forced vaccines, quote unquote, from WorldNet Daily, will control your life, warns religious liberty group. In an online campaign allowing people to express their opposition, the group pointed out that mandatory vaccination set up the conflict between a government's responsibility to take reasonable actions to protect public health and a deeply personal decision of faith and or medical necessity. Government's job is not to secure public health, ladies and gentlemen. Start twisting and start changing these discussions. Right. Government's only job is to do what, Uncle Kevin?
Protect our rights.
Protect our God-given, unalienable rights and our pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, among others.
Guaranteed by the Constitution.
That is it. That is government's purpose. Government's purpose is not to keep you safe, per se. It is to protect your rights. And when, it's just like these competing dynamics, when protecting your rights keeps you safe, then that's good. When keeping you safe does not protect your rights, that's bad.
Correct.
Two different things. Pentagon sends home all active duty troops deployed near D.C. The Pentagon on Friday sent home the remaining 900 active duty soldiers that it had rapidly deployed to the Washington region this week in response to large protests in the city. You cannot have, mass rioting in New York or Minneapolis is one thing. Having mass rioting in the Capitol near the White House, that's an entirely different thing.
Unacceptable.
None of it's acceptable, but you're talking war. You're talking insurrection.
Insurrection. They'd be justified.
You're endangering the president now.
Yeah, they'd be justified to gun them down, all of them.
Well, tell that story. What's the story about somebody from the Pentagon took away the guns of the...
Oh, yeah. I got to go... Without consultation, Trump's White House Defense Secretary Esper orders National Guard not to carry guns or ammo into Washington, D.C. So he did that on his own.
Do you believe that? Do you honestly believe that? Because I don't. I find that hard to believe.
I don't know. That's what it says here.
Okay, that's what it says because it creates a level of separation, plausible deniability. But I just don't believe that. Something like that. I don't. 75%, I don't believe that. Maybe 25%, I would. I don't. But another story you have?
Yeah, Manhattan. This one fits right in with the narrative. Manhattan DA announces he will let rioters and looters off without charges in the name of social justice. Everybody who rioted in Manhattan, destroyed all that property, all that windows, stole all that stuff, is going to be let out, get out of jail free card, not be charged with anything. And to add insult to injury, the same thing is happening in St. Louis, Missouri. They are letting the people they arrested in the riots out without charging them either.
All right, here is, I just Googled definition of social justice. Anybody can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Type in definition of social justice into Google. Here's what came up. Here's the definition. Social justice. Justice in terms of the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. And then the sentence they use to define it is, individuality gives way to the struggle for social justice. Individuality is the American way. It is the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men individually are created equal, endowed by the creator of certain unalienable rights. This statement, this idea that is being pawned off, that is being pushed, that has been propagandized, that is being weaponized now, is convicting a large percentage of our population, and it's growing very quickly, that distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society is the most noble thing and nothing else matters. And they're getting convicted about it. So what do you think the future is? And who's to blame about this? And where are the Christians to stand up and say, and how do they have the knowledge? Do they have the conviction? Do they have the chutzpahs to stand up and explain this? And knowledge. Do they have the knowledge?
And money. You need money to stand up.
Well, you need knowledge. You need knowledge. I'm talking about people you talk to. The definition of social justice is justice in terms of the distribution of wealth. What is that? That's communism.
Yeah, it's communism, yeah.
Opportunities and privileges within the society. Privileges? What privileges? Opportunity? What does that mean? So everybody has the same opportunity? How is that even possible?
Social justice
organizations to the right, Southern Poverty Law Center, now National Organization of Women and Planned Parenthood, and the National LGBT. That's what Google says is social justice. Like, stay tuned.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back. We have a sale on Curcumin. Everybody loves Curcumin. A fantastic product.
That's great stuff.
Not only anti-inflammatory, it's also been shown to help memory. I didn't know that. Memory. Omega-3 fatty acids, too, can support brain function. Vitamin C has protective benefits against age-related cognitive decline. I didn't know that. Vitamin C does that. Curcumin, vitamin C, omega-3, lithium orotate, of course, for moods, PTSD. It's also anti-aging. Magnesium is just one of those have to have deals. The super krill oil. Super krill oil actually has the good fatty acids and some phosphatidylcholine in with it. And we sell the phosphatidylcholine powder separate, which is just essential. I mean, that's all there is to it. The Little Pocket booklet for Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Mack. I was talking to Todd during the break, and I hope that you understand that conviction turns the tide and wins and pushes society and change one way or another. And you're seeing a concerted effort for social justice to twist our society and push our society towards that. They're gaining momentum extremely quickly. And once they reach a certain percentage, it's almost going to be impossible to stop the momentum.
Inevitable.
Almost impossible. It'll be either a civil war, a divide in this country, or all of the above, or just a total change or total giveaway of our heritage. That's what it'll be.
Breakdown in supply chains.
That's how it works. Like that's how history works. That's how the American Revolution worked. It was an idea. America is an idea. And right now you are seeing that idea changed. You have to have the defense and be able to understand and be able to counteract this in all your discussions. Every opportunity you have, please figure out something simple to say. Please figure out something resistance to this tide that can turn the discussion a little bit. Every time. You are never more important. If we do not turn this and get conviction to rise in traditional Americans, red, white, and blue, Thomas Jefferson Americans, then this is going to come to civil war.
Yeah. We're in a war right now. Absolutely.
We're in an ideological war right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're
going to have a physical war. We're starting to see the beginnings of it.
Yeah,
When Daniel Estelin, a year and a half ago, 2 years, started talking about this, I kind of poo-pooed it. And as time has gotten closer, it's like, wow, oh my gosh, we're here. You can see it.
Yeah, George Soros and his money, they bought up a lot of people, a lot of politicians, a lot of cops, a lot of, yeah.
It's not just George Soros. It's ridiculous. No, I mean, everybody blames him on
it's all of the above. But
one stupid Hungarian Jew, wrinkly, looks like Jabba the Hutt's sister or something. Give me a break. It's so much bigger than that. So much bigger.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be where we are now if it wasn't for his money and all those downline
money. You think one person is creating all that? Give me a break.
I said put a lot into it. You don't think so? With all the people,
sure he's put a
he
lot
got
into
elected. He got all those people
this?
That are letting
you think
people.
It doesn't matter.
The people that
matter.
He's no, it does matter. The people that they're letting off without
no,
anything.
No, it doesn't matter.
Soros helped him get into power.
So if we get rid of George Soros,
it would help his son Alexander, absolutely. No, I didn't say it would all stop. I said a lot of it would stop. When you're getting paid $1,000 to throw a Molotov cocktail, who's paying that $1,000? I don't think it's, I don't think
we're wasting time. It's insignificant. It doesn't matter. He doesn't matter. None of these things matter. They don't matter. What matters is, are we going to follow the truth?
Yeah,
are we going to stand for the truth
up.
Or not? That's
yeah, we're
what matters.
Stand up.
That's all that matters. So anyway, we got this book by Richard Mack, The Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Richard Mack. And you can understand the sheriff's role. And then please share this with everybody. The pocket constitution, please start carrying it around. Let it stick out of your top pocket if you got, pocket. Let it be your pocket protector. Zeotrex gets out heavy metals. OxyLift. We had a great special on the OxyLift. I'm very fascinated by Ed McCabe and the ability for the oxygen
yeah.
in your body.
He was fired up.
Healthy Balance by Mother Earth Minerals, backed by popular demand. A great array of those different, so you don't have to get every separate one. You can get a good balance of them all. The Tranquil, help for anxiety, natural anxiety aid. The vitamin D, the astaxanthin from Robert Redfern, Essential Digestive Plus. I love taking this with food, especially a big meal, big heavy meal. Essential Digestive Plus is key. Hyzorb Q10, Willard Water, we have a lot of. And, of course, the detox cocktail. If you're not nutrifying your body with these products, if you're not detoxing with these products, then what products are you using? Because you need them. And it's so good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. We got a caller. I'll go to you in 1 second, Richard. Anybody else wants to call? 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I want to hammer this home again. I got cut off for the break. The definition of social justice, just go to Google. This is the definition. You hear this word. Everybody likes justice, right? So they put social justice in. But, oh, wow, that sounds great. Here's the definition. Justice in terms of the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. That means they're going to take all your money and spread it out between everybody, make everybody equally poor. Opportunities, how in the world do you even spread out opportunities among everybody? So does that mean you got quotas on, so then what are the lines? Do you have quotas on hiring? So if you go to a job, there must be so many black people, so many Asians, so many this, so many whatever. At school, same thing. Privileges within society. What is a privilege within society? What is a privilege? I thought we don't have privileges. We have rights. So, and the rights come from God. So God has given everybody equal dominion over their own lives. And so now they're trying to turn this and say, no, we're God. We're society. We're the government. We're God. And we're going to determine how we're going to outlay these opportunities and privileges because they come from us. Do you see the difference? This is all satanic. This is satanic. And No Child Left Behind. It's the same logic.
Same thing.
You hear these
Absolutely.
You hear these corporations and these people spouting social justice. They're talking about communism. They're talking about changing, taking over the
yep.
United States of America and turning it into a communist hellhole.
Yep.
I was down the street and had people with signs about Black Lives Matter. Every one of them is white. I mean, that's fine, whatever. I just thought it was very ironic that I'm getting lectured by white people that Black Lives Matter. I thought all lives mattered. No, Black Lives Matter. So nobody's life matters till Black Lives Matter, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
Here's in Google. Just Google it, ladies and gentlemen. Definition of social justice. Then it's got the organizations to the right. This is the social justice organizations. These are the organizations that Google is, I'm sure, where the donations and these millions of dollars that these corporations, hundreds of millions that are being donated to these corporations. Here's the four top. Okay? Tell me if you want a future run by these four yahoos. Number one, Southern Poverty Law Center. Number two, National Organization for Women. Number three, Planned Parenthood. Number four, National LGBTQ Task Force. Okay, I'm looking right at it right here. Those are the top four that they're giving here. That's where all the money's going to go. And we're spouting social. We need social justice. We need to do something. We need to change things. We need to pump in millions of dollars to these organizations so we can spread the wealth among everybody. That's what all this means. Do you know? Look, I have information I from a source. I can't say it. Let's just put it this way. There is a connection between George Floyd and that cop. I'll just say it that way. It wasn't some random. His motive was not to hurt. His motive was not to kill some black person. And maybe it will get to say that, and it's a very radioactive material. His motive was not to kill. Not that police. You know how I feel about police. I've been saying this all over and over. Anyway, let's go to callers. Richard in Washington. Richard in Washington, you're on the air, my friend.
Yeah, I am old school. I am of the belief that you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. And why I listen to your show is because you do as much as any show to be part of the solution. After making that compliment, I'd like to change a little bit because your information is not as appropriate as it should be for us people that want to make change. And why I say that is because you keep talking about the Constitution and the government, and in reality, those are good concepts, and those were the concepts this nation was founded on, but this nation is now a corporation. It's been a corporation since the Civil War. It's been under martial law since probably the Civil War, but more specifically, since the Korean War. Because we're in martial law, and because, as I pointed out on Friday, and your guest kind of agreed but didn't have any background, this country has been bankrupt since 1933. We're in receivership. Congressman Traficant, he pointed this out on the congressional record, and there was no disagreement. Because we're in Chapter 11 bankruptcy, we are basically a figment of the nation we should be. And until you understand that, and until you declare your status as separate, and that you're no longer a corporate employee, much like the police are. These are all corporate employees. We are corporate employees. We have birth certificates, which were, our bodies, our physical nature, was given away to the corporation so they could use it for their monetary schemes. And until we actually understand that, until we know how to declare our status, you know, your Bill of Rights doesn't really apply anymore. It doesn't apply in a corporate situation.
All right, let me pause you.
Say,
let me comment. Yeah, let me pause you right there for a second. One, I love your comments. You're one of my favorite callers. I love what you say. I agree with most of what – I agree with about 90% of what you say. On one hand, it's like – okay, let me give you an example. Okay, my brother-in-law listens to the show. He might be listening right now, or he listens to replay. Why do I tell you this? He's been listening for God, I don't know how long. Do you know what he called and told me the other day? He said, I want you to know that I put the Bill of Rights on the refrigerator. I said, hallelujah, it's only been a year and what, a year and a quarter? It's only been a year and a quarter that you've been hearing this on the show, so you just now put the Bill of Rights on the refrigerator. Why do I tell you that, Richard? Because what you're saying about the Trading with the Enemy Act, we've had shows. We should have more shows about that, and you've kind of spurred me on that. We'll have another show about that. Al Whitney died, and she was fantastic. That was terrible. She was fantastic on break. She broke that down. Unbelievable. The Trading with the Enemies Act from 1917, the amendment from 1933 that now included Americans, that Americans were the enemy, and they could be controlled under that act by exactly what you said, the mechanism. I agree with you. Two things. I can barely get my brother-in-law, and I've had other people. Marcia called me and says, oh, I finally, she said the same thing. I finally put the Bill of Rights on the refrigerator. Well, it's only been a year, Marcia. Thank God. I can barely get people to do things like that. Either they don't think it's important or what, I don't know. So the getting them to move and to understand what you're saying is really far. So that's really difficult. But having said that, I agree with you. That's exactly the source of the problem. But two, here's why I don't agree with you. Our rights are unalienable. That means they can't be leaned. That also means that if you, especially through some scheme, do you give part of your sovereignty away by a birth certificate or whatever, then it only stays away until you then take it back. And one of the ways you take it back is just say no. Is say, no, I'm not accepting anything else. This is what we're accepting. This is the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is extension of the Declaration of Independence. This is universal law. This is America. This is what I'm claiming right now. So as soon as you claim it, it's not like it's unalienable. These are, it can't be leaned. It can't be mortgaged. It can't be bought. It can't be stolen. It's there always as long as you're ready to claim it. So part of my dynamic, which I've tried to instill in people, is to understand and get convicted and hopefully go in some direction, just go in some direction with some level of conviction standing on this. That's my perspective. And even having said that, I agree with pretty much everything else you said, Richard. So go ahead.
Well, no, I fully agree with you. I have the same conversations with people, and I run across the same feedback that you get. But what we have to do, we have to realize we're in a matrix. And just like you said, what we have to do is every time somebody approaches us, we have to declare that we are not corporate citizens. We are flesh and blood individuals that have those rights. Okay, until you realize that you are considered a non, you're essentially dead. You were dead with the birth certificate. You were turned into a fictional corporate entity. If that's the case, you don't have any rights. You're dead.
Let me pause 1 second.
Go ahead.
Right there. On my original birth certificate, just to back up what Richard said, and do you want to know how despicable this is? Richard's right. At least, majority of what he's saying. I completely agree with. Richard is right. On my original birth, I was born in the 70s. My original birth certificate, where my parents are supposed to sign, there is no place for my father to sign. And the place that my mother signed, it's under her name where she signed. It says informant. What is the definition of an informant? It's one who turns someone over. My mother, and this system turned me over, supposedly, at least in her capacity to do so, turned me over to the United States through this birth certificate. She was the informant. It doesn't say mother. It doesn't say father. If you go back and look at your old birth certificate, that's what my original birth certificate said. It said informant. If anybody thinks I'm, I'll try to find it, and maybe I'll show it up here. A lot of people have. You can go on the internet. A lot of people have shown their birth certificate. I'm not the only one. Tons of people, that's what it said that time. It said informant. Didn't say mother. Didn't say father. Didn't say guardian, parent, none of that. It said informant. My mother turned me over to this system. Now, having said that, does that mean I'm a slave to the system? In some ways, until I'm free. The truth makes you free. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. That's why, where are the Christian churches in that? They should be screaming about it. This should be like every other Sunday at church. This is what they should be talking about. If they think they have any validity now, they should mention something to some degree about, that's why I love Pastor Wright. That's America's pastor. You want to go to church or you want to hear some preaching? Go listen to Pastor Wright. You can listen to him on Facebook, Covenant Love Christian Center, a little outside of Dallas. Because he talks about this probably every other Sunday, he's mentioning some aspect of this. Okay, this is the system. Why do you think, Roosevelt? Why do you think Roosevelt was able to tell America to give me your gold? Because of the Trading with the Enemies Act, because of the birth certificate, because of Social Security, and then that's what that came, all these things came about, a Social Security number. What Richard's telling you is 100% correct. The only thing I disagree, and I really don't think we disagree, Richard, but I think it's just kind of maybe semantics a little bit. We don't need to argue about the 20% anyway. When you are ready to, I don't care if your mother signed your birth certificate. I don't care if you got a social security number. It doesn't matter. These truths will set you free. These truths are self-evident. You can't even argue with them. They're unalienable. I am endowed by God. Where are the preachers? I am sovereign from God Almighty, the creator of this universe. And no hillbilly politician in a suit and a sparkle in his frickin' smile can tell me different. That is Satan. That is Luciferianism. Social justice is Luciferianism. We are endowed to express the individuality that we have been given by our creator. Anything less is sin. Anything less is destruction. Anything less is less than you have been created to be. It's an offense to God. The only thing that matters, don't you get it, ladies and gentlemen? I know Richard does. This is the only thing that matters. Your life is not as important as this information. My life isn't as important as it. That's why our founding fathers signed that Declaration of Independence was an instant death warrant. And they did it. And some of the people's hands were shaking as they signed it because they knew the ramifications, the eternal weight of what they did. And thank God for that. And we're living off the fumes of those men. Go ahead, Richard.
Well, that's it. We don't disagree at all. Basically, all of the things that were done when this nation was changed from, quote-unquote, the system that it was founded on to the corporate entity in the Civil War basically was done with fraud. Fraud essentially null and voids anything that is done right from its inception. So everything that has been created and people believe now in the Matrix is a fraudulent perception that has no status. But here is one thing that really controls the whole operation, if you want to put it that way, since none of us, like you say, really want to take the status change and work and participate and actually be a part of changing the situation. Here's information that you need, and I'm going to read a short paragraph, and this was from a Garcia brief, and it's the truth about what is wrong with America. You can go online and hopefully find that, even though it's more and more difficult because they're taking things offline. But if you look for the Garcia brief, you'll see a background that is totally impressive. But here's what this one paragraph says, and this is what is the most important paragraph that people need to know. This form of mental programming is not a theory of mine, but is a diabolical design of the United Nations, as documented within their sinister manual known as the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which is used by your United States Army Intelligence, known as Research Technical Manual TM-SW7905.1, and whose articles were converted into the Department of Army Field Manuals FM, 41-10. Civil Affairs Operation of various editions. These manuals have been designed to outline the procedures for the takeover of the American people through the control of the economy and what is known as social engineering. Social engineering is the type of biological warfare that has been continuously implemented upon the American people since 1954. That's the key point. 1954. For the sole purpose of conditioning and maintaining voluntary consent. Consent of what? Consent of usurped liberties in order to implement a socialist one-world government. So they've been doing this since 1954. They've totally programmed us, and that's what you're running against. Okay, and by trying to say, well, you know, you have the ability to declare your rights, that doesn't really apply unless you know what your status is, and you declare, first of all, your status, and then declare your rights. The Bill of Rights doesn't apply to you as you accept yourself in the Matrix. You're dead. You have to declare yourself as a person that is flesh and blood, not dead, and is not subject to martial law. As soon as you do that, you're in trouble.
Well, that's what, let me pause, Richard, let me pause you. We got about one minute. We're about to go on break. We have Mike. Mike, you're on. Just stay there, Mike, on the other side of the break. I will get you before I guess. So just stay there. And I want to finish. This is very important, Richard. So just stay there a second. You said something critical, and it's what what I've been seeing dealing with the police, whatever. We are in such a dire situation, and I say this quite a bit on the show, and I know you understand it, Richard, or I believe you do. I don't know if people listening really understand it. Because even when you do what Richard says, even when you declare yourself, even when you separate yourself, even when you make your status known, even when you make moves to go in that direction, What am I trying to say, Richard? It's getting harder and harder to be safe and do that. That's what I'm trying to say. It's getting harder and harder.
We are so deep in the matrix that even those declarations will be ignored by most of the people right around you because they're in the matrix.
Bingo.
Or they'll call you crazy and have you sent to an asylum for an evaluation.
Right.
What are you talking about?
There's the break. Richard, stay there. Mike, stay there. Anybody else want to call? We will get your phone calls. We'll be right back. And our guests.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.